Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 17. Coming up, government to roll out CCTV system next month, pre-construction technical assessment of Spanish Town Hospital underway, and Sports Minister hails VCB 5K run walk. The news in detail after the break.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Now the news. Nearly $3 billion Jamaican dollars is needed over the next 2 years for the full rollout of the National Closed Circuit Television CCTV system, dubbed Jamaica Eye. That's the word from National Security Minister Robert Montague. Mr. Montague says the island-wide system, which is in its initial phase, will be rolled out in February, pending cabinet approval for the additional funds.
This app will integrate private CCTV feeds and the public feed, pass it through a video analytics suite, and then send it to the control and monitoring center.
The initial launch of the program will utilize the feeds of 200 cameras owned by the government and an estimated 300 privately owned cameras. The national CCTV system will monitor public spaces island-wide and assist the relevant authorities in providing a suitable response in the event of an incident, disaster, or act of criminality. Government-owned CCTV systems have already been installed in several major towns across the island. In the meantime, National Security Minister Robert Montague is appealing for more public-private partnerships to assist with the expansion of the closed-circuit television CCTV network. Mr. Montague says the ministry is rolling out a robust campaign to get as many private camera feeds as possible incorporated into the Jamaica Eye system. The project forms part of the ministry's thrust to use technology in a bid to reduce crime. The National Security Minister says implementing the system in Kingston will cost the government over $1 billion Jamaican dollars. Camera systems in Montego Bay will be upgraded, and additional cameras have been ordered to boost security in that part of the island. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says a pre-construction technical assessment is being undertaken for the Spanish Town Hospital as part of plans to upgrade it from a Type A to a Type B facility. The assessment will examine all areas of the construction project to create an accurate picture of all requirements before actual construction begins.
The Spanish Town Hospital is a particularly important institution for us, and there are big plans for Spanish Town, with the intention of upgrading that hospital from a Type B to a Type A. And the meaning there is that from a B to an A mean more services, more facilities, more beds, and as a consequence, better able to respond to the needs of the community.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Dr. Tufton was speaking at the signing of a grant agreement between the Embassy of Japan and the St. Catherine-based hospital for $9.4 billion to procure an ultrasound machine. And Sports Minister Olivia Grange has endorsed this year's Veronica Campbell Brown VCB 5K run walk set for Very Technical High School in Hayes, Clarendon on January 21. The minister has lauded the Olympic and World Championship athlete as exemplary, having given selfless service to Jamaica's youth through her six-year-old VCB Foundation.
They say good things come in small packages. VCB clearly is guided by the admonition, which is often quoted but not always followed. She has shown in no uncertain way that her intention is to give back, and to give back big.
The 5K run walk was conceptualized mainly to raise funds to support girls in grades 8 to 11 at St. Andrew Technical, Very Technical, Irwin and Troy High Schools with lunch, transportation, books, and other items. The event in its third year will begin at 7:30 a.m. Registration forms and details are available at vcbfoundation.com. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.